This is episode one, the official first episode where we had to study for it.
It's always good to study.
Yes.
I mean, it's always good to study the Word of God.
Nobody wants a heretic.
No, or a false prophet, or anyone who guides
us. Hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood false prophet,
right?
Here to misguide you.
No, if anything, I think that we like to sit and talk about things of the Bible, things of the Word, things of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many different thoughts or angles that we come across that we question sometimes. Like, am I thinking right? I mean, like just today, we're talking about faith. It's believe it or not, and this is what is our podcast about?
Faith, works, and community.
Right. And then today we're going to be talking about?
Faith.
To follow.
Oh. I was like, topic or title.
So today we're going to talk about?
Faith to follow.
Amen. It's amazing that just earlier today we're sitting on the couch and we're talking about faith. What's the right amount of faith? What's not the right amount of faith? Is my faith genuine? Is my faith not genuine?
Is it big enough?
Right, right.
Am I limiting it? Am I limiting God?
Right.
Am I misguided? Am I, you know?
And so, you know, it's kind of like, it's funny that like God lines things up to things that you're eventually going to talk about.
Pretty much.
And so, you know, I was thinking about a thing. So, you know, welcome to the pantry, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We always forget that.
I mean, I know. We like to just run and gun.
Here we are, newbies. But
this is how you know that it's getting real for me.
Oh, yeah. That's the sparkling water with flavor.
Yes.
Yeah. No sugar added. That's kind of how I want it to be here. In other words, no yeast.
Oh, snap.
Oh. Depends.
Right.
Depends. But anyways, we just like to talk. And, you know, I think that that's why we're here. We're here just to give people a glimpse into our daily lives and how we talk about the Word of God and how we apply it to our lives. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the fact that we can come back as a husband and wife. You know, we can come back to the table no matter what the circumstance. And we have the key. You know, we have a center point. There we go. A center point, right? And it's Christ. And so no matter what happens, we find our way back here. So today, you know, in the pantry, we have, you know, faith, work, community. We want to just kind of start off these next three in those areas. And today we decide faith. And that's perfect.
We'll dive deeper into like super specific topics after this, but might as well start with very basic. This is what we're about. Kind of discussions about the three. Calibrate our language, so to speak.
Ooh, there you go. I like that. Calibration. that's what I do for a living.
Right.
Yeah. So we're thinking about faith today. Hebrews 11:1, and I like this verse. It says, now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Wow. It's the assurance of things hoped for. Sometimes life can just really be rough. Life can drag us around. And sometimes we just really could feel hopeless.
Yeah.
We can feel saddened or overwhelmed. I mean, I could go through the list of emotions and feelings. But the assurance, right, of things hoped for. That's faith. Faith in knowing that no matter what happens, you have Christ. No matter what happens, we're in Christ.
Right.
That's like, man, this kingdom mentality that God is our ruler, right? King is our Christ. And man, we follow that. As we were talking about this, it's kind of cool as we put this together. Well, we read the Bible. We do it 365. And we read it together. And I think this is our fourth year
reading it through in sync.
Right, in sync.
We use the YouVersion Bible app.
Yeah, shout out.
Yep.
YouVersion.
Thank you, Craig Rochelle, and that random youth that made the app.
Yes. I like the fact that, like, last year I read it in New King James. Mm-hmm. The year before that, I went epic and read it in Amplified.
I did not read it in Amplified.
that was a choice that I made. But what's really cool about it is that we get to come back on it in the day or, you know, even a few days later and bring up something that we read or something that came out of us. And it's amazing that as we continue to read, we're faithful in our reading, right? Mm-hmm. Because I really believe that God speaks to us that way. And so we're faithful in our reading. And in that, over the last 4 years, it's like every time I read it, even Leviticus,
Leviticus.
Leviticus. But something comes out and something glimmers a little bit on a different side because seasons.
You build each time. Right. You know, you've gotten a little bit here. Now he can speak to you on something else because you don't, he doesn't want to overflow you with revelations all at once. He wants to let you marinate.
Right. Marination. Yeah, that's cool. Like that.
The pantry.
Right. I mean, marination. Hey, look, y'all, if you didn't figure this out yet, somebody in this family loves to cook.
And someone loves to eat that.
And if you listen to our first episode, you'd understand who came up with the name. He's the cook. As I speak to myself in the third person.
Pretty much.
Oh, this is our life, though. And we're, you know, no holding back, no letting, not letting anything keep us from just being who we are. And that's right. Why we're here. I think that, you know, we put time into what we look at. Then we're going to move forward and we're just going to share with you guys. We're actually just sitting here across from one another like we do on the couch. It is a little weirder. Having fun with this microphone. You know, it used to be two turntables and a microphone. Now it's a microphone and a Bible. And it's kind of cool, though. It's kind of cool just to sit like we would.
Yeah.
I would like to be on my couch, but the sound doesn't work for us in there. So
the dining room with the giant buffalo rug on the wall is much better for sound.
So we were reading in the book of Ruth. I think the next three episodes, well, this episode, of course, is one. We're going to cover faith and we're going to cover works and we're going to cover community because we both sat there and we read this. I came in the room. I was like, yo, that's it. This has all of that included in it. It's like a package. And look, it happened in the right season. When we start talking about this and we start talking about getting into a podcast.
It's also in my opinion, like the happiest book of the Bible to start out with, you know, as far as like, something bad happens at the very beginning. Nothing else bad happens the entire time. That's so rare.
Right, right. like really minimal bad. I mean, okay, hold up. Naomi probably thought it was excruciating.
Right. I mean, it's like, but they make it, so it's literally like one sentence.
Right.
Then just lots of good.
Oh, I love the compression of the Bible.
I know. Compressing just, all that into just one line.
Give the facts.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of neat how God blesses us no matter where we're at when we trust in him. Was it right for Naomi, her husband, and her two sons to leave Bethlehem and Judah? I don't know, but God had a purpose. And the purpose was to go all the way to Moab and pick up this young lady named Ruth, get her involved, get her kind of marinating in this idea of the word of God, and then use that. And so, you know, they go over there. It's a famine. You know, they go to Moab. The husband dies right away. That's where I'm saying Naomi, poor girl, man. But her husband dies right away. You know, she's blessed. She's got her two sons. Sometimes, you know, those worldly things kind of hold us together, you know, in our own thoughts and some thoughts. It's like, well, I lost my husband, but I got my daughter. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they marry. And oh, wow. Imagine that. Oh, they got wives. You know, they're Moabites, but hey, it's okay. They love them. They're together. They're together 10 years and then they die.
Yeah.
Ooh. Naomi at this point has probably some bitterness.
Yeah. Well, we know that.
Well, we know that. Right? Yeah. Why do we know that?
She literally tells them, don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara. And Mara means bitter and Naomi means pleasant. So she
wanted to go from pleasant to bitter.
Right.
Yeah. It's really neat. It's really neat that in that 10 years, she was not a reflection necessarily of Naomi. Now, Naomi is there. When people see her, that's what they see. Oh, here's this woman. You know, here's a mother-in-law. And you have a mother-in-law and daughter-in-laws. And the husband's dying. Naomi's like, you know what? I hear that the famine's over. I'm going home. Which makes sense. She's probably, well, we know she's bitter. And she's going to go home. And she says, you know, what? You know, it's kind of like, what are y'all going to do? And they're like, we're going to go with you. And they're like, okay, cool. And they start it out. And I mean, they actually start the journey, both of them. Mm-hmm. So basically, Orpah and Ruth join Naomi on this trip alone. Three women, right? It's like, that's not common in that time. You know, today's age, it's like, yo, you know what? I'm done here. I'm moving. And you know what? If it's a young woman doing it or a woman doing it, it's like, no one thinks of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they got a better job, or, oh, they're heading out. But they got on the road. And Naomi has that second thought because she's in that bitter stage. She has nothing to offer. She's older. She's like, even if I, you know, I might be barren. I might not have any more sons. Even if I did have sons, would you wait around or would you just find another husband, you know? And so she's kind of releasing them. She's giving them an opportunity. She's giving them a choice. Look, you know, you guys should go. And she's actually, is it a choice?
She's really convinced she has nothing to offer and focused a lot on what she could offer.
Right.
And I think it's crazy. She didn't notice or realize, you know, she has God and she never tossed him aside, but she has God and she didn't think that's what she could offer them. You know, Moab doesn't have God and she does. And she didn't think, hey, I can't offer you sons, but I can offer you God.
Right.
Instead, she was like, no, go back and get some dudes because I can't give you any. And but go back to all that.
She blesses them with God, though.
Right.
She says, she's like, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me.
That's true.
Right. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage.
Right.
Then she kisses them, says goodbye, and they all break down, fall apart.
Which shows you, like, this is not a typical, typical for us. We love our mother-in-laws. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, like, bad blood with a lot of mother-in-laws. Right. They obviously hit it off great.
Let's take out the bad blood. No, there is bad blood. And then there's just some...
Yeah, like they're cool, but I don't care. Yeah.
But not to this level.
Yeah.
You know, not to this level. And yet they still wanted to go off this first time. But she's just like, I have nothing. She really is. She's like, I have nothing. But she had nothing. But she had so much. She obviously had a lot of faith in God to bless them. She has a lot of faith in God to get her down a road as a single woman all the way back to Bethlehem of Judah. And she's like, you know what? I don't want to burden you guys. I mean, how many times in our lives do we're like, I'm releasing you so I don't burden you. Oh, please. Oh, please. I'm so horrible. Oh, I can't believe you even put up with me. And it's like,
right.
In a relationship, y'all, if you're there one day or if you're already there, you understand what I'm talking about. We always feel inadequate. But again, we go back to what I said earlier, the center point. Mm-hmm. That center point of Christ, that faith in Christ, that faith knowing that he is always there, that faith knowing he will get us through. So Naomi's in this mind, I'm going to get you through, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, Orpah kisses Naomi and, you know, she says it again. She's like, oh, they're all weeping and crying. And finally, Orpah says, you know what? I'm going back. I'm going to go back to Moab.
You've convinced me.
Yeah, you've convinced me. But Ruth, you know, and that's like life too. We have a choice. And some will say yes and some will say no. And what's amazing here is this next verse. And I love this verse. It's Ruth 1:16-18, right? It describes exactly how reflective Naomi was of the Lord. Ruth was not blind to something greater. To go back to Moab at this point was far worse than any travel that, or any circumstance. They have nothing. If you know the story, they're really rolling with nothing. But they're trusting in God to get them there.
Right.
So we sit there and Ruth comes back and replies. She says, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. What a statement of faith. It's like, I don't know. I've never been, but I know you. And, you know, some people could turn and say, well, she followed her. But, you know, Naomi was a reflection.
Yes.
Naomi was a reflection of God. So regardless. And obviously in the 10 years, I mean, Naomi, I mean, she's seen this. She's seen Naomi. Probably bow down, pray to God. I mean, this ain't the Bible, y'all. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
But in 10 years, you learn a lot.
Come on, you're going to see stuff.
You learn enough to know if you're going to commit to her God or not.
Right. I moved into Michelle's childhood home. We took over it. Mom is with us. She lives downstairs. Yeah. Michelle's mom. I've seen stuff. It's only been a couple of years. I know how her mother's heart is. You know, it's amazing. I know how your mother's heart is. She loves the Lord.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's like, this is what she saw. This is what Ruth saw in Naomi, was this love and this trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went through her moment. she went through her moment. But let me tell you, from this chapter on, it's like, it's a change. Mm-hmm. We're in this. We're in this with the Lord. We're in this together.
They're walking in a purpose. And this section shows how easy it is when just the world's just throwing you down, that it's that we forget things. There's a verse that I love, Isaiah 66:9. It says, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. That and Romans 8:28 are such life-giving verses in the pit where you just are questioning everything, the reasoning, what did I do? What am I gonna do? You know, and despite being bitter, she's totally willing to go back. She never casts God out. She actually draws nearer to him, like Bethlehem, you know, is it the city of bread or
the house of bread?
So they left the house of bread and went to this crazy place where human sacrifice is like on the norm. Now she's going back to the house of bread at her darkest moment. You see her first, like she's struggling in her overall faith of what she has to offer. She forgets that she can offer God, right? So there's this showing of, you know, the peer pressure, the groupthink, the culture. And you see one person bite into that and leave. Yet it's still this amazing reminder that even in the darkness, you've got to go back to God. Because the rest of the story shows what happens when you do. The rest of the story shows that there is pain that he's allowed or caused, you know. And he is going to do a new thing.
Right.
And that is what faith is, having faith that he will always, no matter what you're in, do a new thing with that infinite knowledge that he will take care of you and have the right avenue for you to travel. That's exactly what 2/3 of the women did. That's such a valuable lesson for us to cling to. It wasn't just, oh, you know, she was so faithful to Naomi. But actually, although the book's called Ruth and a lot of it's Ruth, Naomi's huge in lessons of faith. Just like you said, being the reflect, like that's what your faith can do, is bring someone else to faith. Right, you know, like she brought Ruth to where Ruth would be and brought Ruth to a place where she would have a book of the Bible named after her, which she would never know. You don't know the ripples.
The lineage.
Yes. The lineage.
I mean, we're not gonna, look, we got more episodes, but I'm just saying the lineage. Bethlehem of Judah.
Yeah.
I mean, the house of bread. The sustenance. There's some other famous people that came from Bethlehem. I'm just famous. I don't know. I'm calling Jesus famous. Is that okay? I mean, to me, he's my rock star. Right. But hey, call it what it is. Because why? I have that faith to follow. I have that faith to follow. And I know you have that faith to follow. And I know it's hard sometimes for people to dial that in, right? Because I mean, we get overwhelmed. But you know, sometimes we just have to remember that for nothing will be impossible with God. And that's in Luke 1:37. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. When you can get through the idea that it's impossible, that, you know, when your mind says it's impossible and you say, no. Romans 8:28, Isaiah 66:9. Wow, nothing is impossible. And that's where we align our hearts. Yep. That's where we align our minds and our hearts. And we really, really dig in to that bread and use that as the sustenance. You know, that's kind of our idea behind a pantry, you know, making sure that what's in our pantry is healthy, because spiritual healthiness and, hey, look, physical healthiness, whatever's in your pantry is what you're going to be. If I put a lot of junk food in my pantry, my health might not be all that great.
Because you really are what you eat,
right?
On a spiritual level.
Yeah, that's even deeper. What's in there? Am I allowing things, you know, doubt?
Yeah.
Because in faithfulness, you know, doubt is the you know, to me is an opposite. My faith is here knowing. My doubt is me saying God can't handle it. And now I'm taking the power and the glory away from God and putting it into my own hands.
Right.
And that's not where I want it to be ever.
Please let God stock my pantry, because then it's going to just be full of the best of everything. Right. You know, it's summed up. The fruit of faith, right? The faith to follow when, you know, everything seems so glum. And it's actually in Ruth 2, Ruth 2:14. And she's sitting with Boaz eating. But this line, when I read it, it just resonated so deep. It said she ate all she wanted and still had some left over. Mm. That's not just that physical But that is what happens when we follow him in faith, because you have no idea what he's going to give you, but he's this God of provision and he gives us what we need. He knows what we need. We don't know. So we might think we need stuff we don't, but he knows what we need and he makes sure we get that. Not just what we need, but what we need plus what we need so that we overflow and so that we eat all we want. And there's still left over for others.
Right.
And I was like, that is what faith is all about. It doesn't just stop with us. Like, if I have faith, I get stuff. Mm. It's that when I have faith, this verse actually goes back to Naomi. Right. You know, Naomi had her faith to get her through to make the decision to go to Bethlehem. But she had extra that overflowed and brought Ruth with her. And that's where it goes. It's like, it's not just about us.
And I think at that moment, when Naomi heard that, what Ruth said to her, mm-hmm. about, I'll follow you, I'll follow your people, I'll follow your Lord. And she was silent.
Yeah.
Because she was awakened in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's deeper than just me. So if I'm going to leave y'all with something, if I'm going to leave us with something to think about in our own home, I like Proverbs 3:6, and I'm going to close it with this. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. The faith to follow. Just trust in him. Even in the darkest moments of your life, open the word of God. Even if it's hard for you to like genuinely say it, read his word, talk to him, and tell him, hey, it's in your hands. You can do this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Go to thepantrypodcast.com and tell us what you're thinking, what you want us to pray with you about, any questions you have, any comments. We'll definitely start integrating those throughout in unexpected ways. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is The Pantry.
Amen.